Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Wisdom Wednesday 2018. Steve Cypress here. As the sun is about to set, we're going to lose the light, so I will attempt to be very quick today. And this bit of wisdom... Oh, first, the Rhino of the Day. There he is behind me. Check him out, one of my big leather rhinos. Let's see if I can zoom in on him here. Zoom. A big... solid leather rhino with thick leather skin. Now, real rhinos, you might know, have supposedly 2-inch thick skin, so things just bounce right off them. And a whole bunch of people here, and I just missed a whole bunch of them, but I see Lindsay, Jeremy, Cody, Dan, Jack, Jim. Very nice, and a whole bunch more, and thanks for the likes. I got to go quick because we're losing the light as the sun is setting. I don't even see the moon is out. Kind of strange. It's been out early recently, but anyway, maybe it was so early that I missed it, and it's already halfway through the sky. Anyway, so the reason I'm using this big, thick skin leather rhino is we're talking about failure, and this came up because I was talking to someone today, which I rarely do. I talk to someone who's not an entrepreneur or a business owner. I almost never do. I just insulate myself from the nonsense of the cows of the world, the non-rhinos, the nine-to-fivers, the people that need to be taken care of by us, the business owners and the entrepreneurs. And so they're the take, what's in it for me crowd. I got to stay away from them. And one reason that I do what I do, I help entrepreneurs and business owners to make lots of money in a lot less time, a lot less stress, and a lot less work, so that I am always engaged with business owners. Those are my prospects. Those are my clients. Those are the people I talk to. Those are the people I help. If I was selling something to consumers, then I'd have to deal with all kinds of consumers, and it would drive me absolutely crazy. But I was dealing with one today, and I forget where it was because I'm on the phone all day and whatever, but I said something about, you fail your way to success. And the person said to me, somebody said something real strange to me. They said you failed your way. I know what it was. Somebody had read the bio of somebody. And they said, look at this really dumb bio this person wrote, or this dumb resume where they wrote all about one of their strengths is that they failed many times in business. How stupid is that to put that in their bio or on their About Me page or their resume or wherever it was this person was talking about? I'm like... to me, and maybe to you, is second nature that entrepreneurs, business owners, we're always talking about our failure. In fact, we're always boasting about it. There's so many good things. First of all, you're going to fail. There's failure in all of life. And as I said, most people just fail to even attempt to become an entrepreneur. They just go right to being taken care of an entrepreneur. So they failed already at the game of opportunity, and especially if they're in the United States, for crying out loud, they have completely failed as soon as they accept the job lifestyle or go to school to get a good education, to get good grades, to get a good job, work for somebody else, and then they never go out on their own, or they never do the dream they always said they wanted to do, or to become a business owner and to actually start to run their own life. So they've failed already. But as business owners, there are so many good things about failing. And I'm sure you guys that are here, and Justin is here, thanks for being here. You can add in the comments all the good things about failing. I'm sure you know as many or more than me. You learn from failure. They often say, and I often experience, we don't really learn so much from success. You make a sale, the person buys, you're like, oh, that's great. But when a person says no, you're like, let's try and figure out and learn from that experience. Go right out and ask them, why'd you say no? Why didn't you buy? What did I do wrong? What could I do better? So you're going to learn from your failures. You're going to also learn perseverance from your failures. You're going to develop that thick skin from failures. A lot of investors, I know a lot of people that invest in businesses. I'm one of them.
But I know like angel investors often say, I will not invest in any business run by an entrepreneur who has not already had a business that has gone belly up or bankrupt or failed or whatever. And that toughens them up. And then I know that since they bounced back from that and didn't just slink into 9-to-5 world and give up and lose all their confidence, if they're right back at it again, then that's someone time tested. I don't want the first time somebody's tested with failure to be on my dime that I've invested in. So again, they absolutely look for failure. So that is something that we boast about. I mean, I can tell you the two best things that happened in my life, and I talk about them often, and they're in books that I've written, if you care that much to find out that much about me. But I'll just say it here. The first thing was that I went and I went through high school, went through college, went through law school, went to take the bar exam, and I flunked the bar exam. First exam test of any kind I'd ever flunked. I'm pretty much not even just gotten an A on without studying and all that crap. And there I was. That was the thinking in my head, like, you know, this will be like every other one. I'll just breeze right through it. Now, I actually only missed it by one point, but it's a pass-fail exam, folks. So I just flunked. See ya. Done. Out. Now, of course, some people take it 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Those are people that actually want to become a lawyer. I just took it because I figured, you know, I went to 3 years of law school. I don't really want to become a lawyer, but I ought to take it now because I'll never know more now about the stuff you got to know to pass the bar exam. I won't know more later. I'm leaving my head every day, so I got to take it now. And then I hardly studied. I worked full-time all summer where everyone else was paying money for their big bar review classes and studying all night, and I was laughing. Well, who got the last laugh? Not me. The bar exam folks, because I flunked it. But that was such a great thing that happened to me because it closed the door. I didn't want to be a lawyer, and now that door was closed. Unless, again, like I said, I spent a lot of time and effort and probably money and took the class and gave up working and all that opportunity cost of the money I could have been made working and just getting ahead in life by being productive and doing stuff and go take the bar exam, I guess. But instead, I allowed that door to become closed. And that another thing that did is it taught me a lesson that I would never do anything half-assed again, because that's how I went through law school and college, and that's how I took the bar exam, like I just explained. Didn't really study, didn't go to the classes in law school, didn't really pay attention to it, just thought I'd skate right through. And I said, damn, that's 3 years of law school and a lot of money down the drain. You know, I'm good at crossword puzzles. I could read a contract, but come on now. So I will never again do anything half-assed. Then I turned my hobby, which I had started in my last year of law school, I turned that into a business. And thanks to flunking the bar exam and saying to myself, I'll never do anything half-assed again, man, I poured everything into that business and went crazy. And I thought a lot while I was in the startup phase for the first couple of years of that, like, man, if I had put in like 1/10 of this much of this effort in college, law school, who knows what would have happened. But good thing is I didn't. So all that might have happened in academic world didn't. And my business became number one in the industry and grew to a multi-million dollar business. And now I had this great lifestyle and felt like Mr. Big Shot and success. And all my family and friends were like, what the heck? You're so, I wasn't even 30 years old. And a multi-million dollar company and was employing all these people and expanding the office space all the time. And always had the biggest ad of any of my competitors and all the magazines and all the anything and on the radio and whatever. And it was a big shot in the industry, biggest company. Then I messed it up, long story short, but I made a lot of mistakes and the company went belly up. And that was the second best thing that ever happened to me because, man, the company, I learned so much from the mistakes I made. And I looked back and I saw the telltale signs that I've helped not only myself and over a dozen businesses that I've run, but so many clients and so many business owners, I've helped them spot the warning signs of a company that everything seems great. I was number one in the industry. On the outside, everything seemed great. Still had all these employees, all these customers, everything's rolling, the company's growing, but there were cracks and there were fissures and there were problems there. Looking back, I saw them. I've learned that I've helped myself and other people to avoid those mistakes. So that was a great thing that happened. And again, It got me into the realm of, hey, I have failed in a business. And it made me tougher. I learned from it. Made me stronger.
Let's see if anybody else has written any. Well, nobody is, but thanks for being here anyway. But nobody is contributing anything else that they've learned from a failure. Hopefully that doesn't mean you haven't failed or you don't realize how much you failed. Because if there's another saying, I guess, for another Wisdom Wednesday, but if you're not failing, you're not doing anything. If you haven't failed, you're not trying enough. So get out there and fail. Fail your way to success. Winston Churchill said success is the ability to go from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm. There are so many sayings and quotes from successful people about how much failure contributed to it, and especially for entrepreneurs. We know that failure is fine. It means we're out there doing stuff. If you're not failing, you're not getting enough stuff done, which you're not even attempting enough stuff. So go out, fail, develop that thick skin, and fail your way to success. Basically, that's Wisdom Wednesday for today. And Jeremy Danley chimes in at the end here. Thank you, Jeremy. And he's going to say, man, I can barely read this in almost the dark here. Who started this so late? Oh, I did. See, I failed to start this on time. Jeremy says, because almost my entire summer canceled. My entire summer canceled sparked me to study marketing and promotion. And then I got it. Okay, Jeremy is a professional comedian, and now he actually is way beyond that. He is a guru to other comedians and owners of venues that hire comedians to come in. He helps them fill the place, and with plenty of people that spend plenty of money. And he's saying they had one summer where almost every gig that he had booked to be a comedian canceled, which probably means they canceled because there was nobody showing up, and that sparked him to study marketing and promotion. And now his schedule is not only packed full, but he helps other people, like I said, pack their place as well. Way to go, Jeremy. There you go. An entire successful career and business, secondary business, started on top of it, all because of failure in the summer. Otherwise, if those venues had all been fairly well packed, he would have said that's fine, and he could have gone through life with things being fine instead of being fantastic the way they are. I'm trying to get some light here. Sun's over there as it sets. Last one, and then I'll have to go, because otherwise you can't see me. Jim says, no, that's it. Jim doesn't say anything, but he's here. Thanks for being here, and that's it. So thanks to Jeremy Danley and to Jerdog and anybody else that adds something in a comment afterwards. I always respond when appropriate. And that's about it for Wisdom Wednesday. Now, I'll be back tomorrow on Throwback Thursday, where I will pull something out of somewhere from the past, tell a story about it, and likely throw in a business lesson or two, and I hope you'll join me then, and I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday evening. And I'll be back tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. Thanks, Jeremy Danley, and anybody else putting a comment to help out today. And I'll be back tomorrow, Throwback Thursday. Hope I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.